B-Pod Studios.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What day is that?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
A bit of a throwback.
You know, throwback.
Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's more fun.
Oh, okay.
It's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
Showtime.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Thursday morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Oh, yeah, darn it.
I know. You thought it was Friday, didn't
I
you?
Did. Okay.
Yeah, with that song, too.
Yeah,
that makes you
good.
Okay, LBF looks like she's getting ready to go and play. We tried to decide. She's either going to play a baseball game today, or she's going to kick in a door like the FBI, right?
Yeah, you look like you're going on a raid this morning.
To people who can't see me because we're on the radio, I'm just wearing a baseball hat.
No, but you get a black vest on, a black short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, and I have like, I just
a 9
gave
millimeter.
Up. I gave up today. I was like, I'm not getting changed.
Bad hair day?
Yeah, workout clothes, bad body, bad hair, bad all around.
Like NCIS in here. You're ready for Run Club.
Yes, I am ready for Run Club.
Okay, well, stuff we got coming. Oh, my God. Hey, so what's your take on Big Poppy thing?
The mistaken identity. I have some thoughts.
Okay, Hank, you
good? I'm just glad he's alive.
I am too. I am
Big Poppy, good guy. Did a lot for a lot of people.
Okay, so we'll cover that for you this morning, the latest on that. Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan, he'll tell us what he thinks about the whole thing. Oh, my God, this NBA draft
is
a big night coming up tonight.
I'm worried because the Celtics still have those three draft picks.
You know, what are the Celtics going to do now?
I want to talk to him about the show I saw in New York City. So good.
Okay, there's so many things we have to. That's why we call him Mr. Everything.
Yes, because he covers it all. About the Broadway stuff.
Okay, we have the Great Parenting Report out of a youth baseball game coming up.
Boy.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Let me see. What are you going to be covering in Dirty Laundry?
Well, there's a twist in the Kevin Spacey assault case down in Nantucket, and it's not looking good for the prosecutors. So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Amazing. Okay, and hey, did you see this? Half of millennials do not and wear or have not bought deodorant in the past year.
Yeah, I noticed.
Did you see that?
No.
You noticed that, huh?
I think a lot of people don't wear because it's bad for you. I had somebody yell at me for wearing deodorant.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I can tell you all about that.
I wear charcoal-based deodorant now.
So it's
that's why you smell like a grill.
That's right.
I'm always hungry when I'm around you. Now I know why.
And it tastes like steak.
It used to be, you smell soup. Now it's, do you smell steak?
Okay. We're going to audition some more people for Kowloon Karaoke today, too.
There's some talented people.
Yeah.
A week from tonight is our big karaoke night. Log on to WRR.com. We would love to have you come join us. All proceeds go to the PMC.
Yeah, we're raising funds for the Pam Ass Challenge. Around 6:45, we're going to audition somebody else. And I think we're almost filled up on singers. So really, just come and enjoy the party. You know, buy your tickets and come and enjoy the party next Thursday.
Okay, and Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is coming up as well, right here, WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, this is really a big deal coming up this weekend. The highly anticipated opening of the Encore Casino here in beautiful Everett, Massachusetts here. And, you know, we're hearing all kinds of stories and reports on this because we know a number of people who have actually been there, seen it, and checked it out. And it is spectacular.
Yeah, it's spectacular. People are raving how beautiful it is and how palatial and how it's going to really be hard to get there.
Yep.
It's the nicest thing in Everett.
Yes, it is the nicest thing in Everett so far. Although, okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to give you all the things you need to know about this casino because it's going to affect you in some way or another, whether it's trickle-down traffic or whatever. So anyway, it opens on Sunday at 10 a.m., and it never closes.
It never closes again.
Wow. In fact, the front door is never locked. So just FYI. Good to know.
Ladies'
room.
Can you gamble 24 hours a day?
You cannot gamble 24 hours a day, but the place is open 24 hours a day. You can gamble up until
I think you can gamble.
I'm thinking about drinking.
Drinking cuts off.
If you're in the casino, you can only if you're gambling in the casino, you can drink until 4 a.m. You have to stop drinking if you're not gambling.
And then you can start again at what, 8?
Yeah, I guess you can gamble all day.
Yeah. It's like Vegas.
Yeah. It's very much like how to get there. Don't drive. There are only 3,000 parking spaces at the casino, and you have to pay $22 for 6 hours, which actually isn't that bad.
Yeah.
$42 for 24 hours. There's overflow parking nearby. But better yet, you should the best bet is to take the shuttle from the seaport, the water shuttle. That's $7 from the seaport and then downtown at Long Wharf.
Okay, so what you do is you try to take the T to the seaport and then pick up the shuttle there and then take a bus from the water
shuttle. If you want to take the Orange Line to Wellington or Malden Center, or take the commuter rail to Malden Center, the casino will have free shuttles. They'll show up every 10 to 20 minutes at those stops. And for the opening, there'll also be a shuttle bus running every 20 minutes from the Blue Line's Wonderland stop. And if you want to walk it, you can walk from Sullivan Square Station to the on the Orange Line.
How far a walk is that? Sullivan Square Station to
probably a half to three quarters of a mile.
Okay, that's
not bad. Not great.
You can walk
heels.
Anywhere if you have enough time.
If you'd like to park in my yard,
I know.
For $24
a
day.
You know, that's funny that you say that because I feel like that's going to happen. The way, much like it happened in Foxborough during the games, people park at their house.
I'll give you a paper towel and a Spindrift seltzer water to go with it.
I know the police that put up all the new signs in the area.
Yeah.
Basically, it's all resident parking now.
Yes.
Everywhere in Everett.
Yeah.
And I know some of the local businesses weren't happy.
So what are they going to do? Are you going to have a resident sticker in Everett now?
I guess so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's all changing for Everett.
So $2.5 billion to build this thing. It is built on here's the way to look at it. It's built on a Superfund site.
Used to be Monsanto Chemical.
Exactly. So,
way to sell it. I guess you're on the PR committee.
No. And what I'm saying is, because a lot of people are saying, and rightfully so, that it should have been built on Suffolk Downs.
Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Okay, so but that
they did it.
They did it.
That's what? Water under the bridge over the dam.
If you want to stay at the $18,000 a night penthouse, you get a great view of the Costco parking lot. I was told
to this. If you want to, I heard that it sold out for a very long time.
I heard it sold out.
I don't know if that's true. It's a total rumor. But a Friday and Saturday night, a Premier King for a weekend is $1,800. You don't have to be 21 to go to the casino itself. You have to be 21 to go on the casino floor. There are 88 poker tables, 3,158 slots.
Wow.
And they have blackjack, roulette, casino war, mini baccarat, pie gow tiles, let it ride, crazy four poker, three card poker, and more. You can't bet on any sports teams. You should tip your the dealer, and you should tip your waitresses.
But it's Everett, so you'll find enough people that you can lay it in heavy if you really want to.
Good
you
news
bet
is
on the Sox.
That Massachusetts, I didn't know this, will grab 25% of gross gaming revenues, and that'll go to cities and towns.
Okay.
That's good. You can't smoke inside. You can't smoke marijuana inside. You can't vape. And this is funny, and this is by this guy wrote this, Joshua Miller in the Globe. It's called Encore Boston, but it's in Everett. What's the deal? It's not on the Boston Harbor, it's on the Mystic River, but Encore on the Mystic River across the tracks from the Costco doesn't quite have the same glam ring to it.
Yeah, I know, you're probably right.
But there's a Kelly's Roast Beef right down the street.
Okay, because there are, every restaurant in the place, I've been told, is upscale. You know, you're not going to find a McDonald's in there or anything like that, okay?
So, listen,
and it may serve, you know, on what was a toxic waste site as a jump start to the revolutionary change.
You really
change,
should have gotten into PR,
the revolutionary change of all of Everett.
Yeah, you know, instead of putting Superfund in Superfund.
There you go. Okay, so good luck with that this weekend.
Good luck, everybody.
Wow. As you know, we have a huge party coming up a week from tonight up at the Calhoun Karaoke Competition. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Calhoun Karaoke Audition Time, and this is Sean Cullen, who is from Arlington, Massachusetts, online this morning. Hey, Sean, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, Sean, you want to do the karaoke night coming up Thursday, is it 27th, everybody? 27th?
27th.
27th, okay, at the Calhoun, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, what do you do for work?
No, I'm a real estate agent.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You sing to your clients?
Yeah, whatever gets the sale done, right?
Whatever it takes, yeah, this and that. Okay, can you give us a little taste of what you do this morning here, just kind of an acapella?
Sure, all right.
Okay, what are you going to sing for us this morning?
I'll do a little Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, nice. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Sean Cullen is on the air.
Well, shut through the hole, your two flames, darling, you give love a bad name. Angel smile is what you sell.
Wow.
You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love gotta hold on me when passion's a prison. you can't break free. Oh, you're alone again. Yeah.
Dave, wow. Are you sure this isn't John Bon Jovi?
No, not at all.
Where did you hone your fine vocal talent?
Actually, just from singing karaoke, doing choir, you know, all the usual.
Okay, good. Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you Thursday the 27th at Kowloon. It all starts 6 o'clock, okay?
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
All right, we'll be in touch. That was a great job.
Really good. Really, really good.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Good. That was really good.
It was excellent.
I thought he was excellent. Yep,
so I think we only have a few more spots left for singers. I think we really need to get the audience. I think everyone who's singing will bring a few people, but, you know, come out and cheer these folks on.
It's
going to
be a party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be
and
really
don't forget
good.
The buffet. You know.
Yes.
And you can get your tickets. Simply log on to WRR.com. Okay?
Yeah, it all supports Team WROR, Riding the Pan Mass Challenge. So it's a fun night. We're going to have a lot of
good
stuff going on.
And I can't wait to hear everybody sing.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing?
Nah, we'll see.
Maybe. Oh, that's kind of
a really, really good donation to the Pan Mass.
Okay.
I might.
All right.
You know, and by the way, Hank will be emceeing the event, and he does a job like you can't believe. It's just a treat to watch him work.
Are you going to sing anything, Hank?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
All right.
Oh,
it's going to cost you, but I'm going to sing.
All right.
I might even break it down a little bit.
Really?
Hey, a shout out to Patrick Reardon, who yesterday donated $500 to Team WROR.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
You
Thank
too can donate. Go to WROR.com. You can find out how to donate.
Okay. Next. Well, what's going on?
Hey, Sox back in the win column. 9-4 last night in Minnesota. They scored 3 in the 5th, 3 more in the 8th. Brock Holt, 3 RBIs. Eduardo Rodriguez went 7 strong innings for his 8th win. Sox are off today. The Jays in town tomorrow night. Sox 6.5 behind the first place Yankees.
Wow.
Prosecutors in the Dominican Republic say it was a case of mistaken identity, and David Ortiz was not the intended target of the shooting that's left him hospitalized. They say the target was Big Poppy's pal, David Fernandez, who was sitting with him, but he's smaller, thinner.
Anybody buying this?
Much lighter skinned.
It was an ugly shirt.
Yeah, they both had ugly shirts on.
We'll talk to Bob Ryan about it at 7:20. In other news from the Dominican Republic, they congratulated the Bruins for winning the Stanley Cup. Actually, Bruins general manager Don Sweeney. See, that was an attempt.
See what you did there.
Baghdad Bob texted me that.
Yes, okay.
Bruins general manager Don Sweeney, the NHL GM of the year. And just like in the Stanley Cup, the Blues' Ryan O'Reilly get the best of Patrice Bergeron, edging out Berge for the Selke as the league's best defensive forward. Tampa Bay's Nikita Khrushchev. Not Nikita Khrushchev.
Wow.
Nikita Kucherov.
80s That's flashback.
Close. Wow.
He was the MVP.
Wow.
NBA draft tonight. The Celtics own 3 draft picks in the first round, 14, 20, and 22. The Pelicans pick first. Women's soccer team World Cup action in France. The U.S. faces Sweden today. That's a look at sports.
Thank you, Hank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So we're getting calls that there are some schools are getting out tomorrow. But that's not necessarily going to be the latest because we know that, the 25th is the latest one we've heard about.
I saw, but
like
well, that's late. I'm sorry, you
That's
guys.
Late. Yeah. That's late. Okay, so listen, it's never too late, so they say. Or is it?
Well,
okay, this
Brian
is like,
Bell
this, tell
sent
about it
me
this
a
lady,
story.
Okay?
Yeah, trying to inspire you.
Trying to inspire me because I'm trying to run. And this 103-year-old woman called Hurricane Hawkins. Julia
Hurricane
Hawkins. She took home gold for the 100-meter dash, completing the course in just 46 seconds. She's 103 years old, and she only started running when she was 100.
Okay.
Wow.
It didn't take her like 3 years to do that dash, to be clear.
Okay.
She picked up running when she was 100. She's like, yeah, I figured I'd just do it. I have
Give
an acre
try.
Of land, and I'll just run around my yard.
She said, she's like, I figured I'd do 100 meters for 100 years. And she did.
And she did, and she keeps on doing it.
Okay, like,
which is inspiring to me because that's really late to start running. Although the caveat was
that's a little late for much of anything.
I'm gonna wait till I'm 100 to start running.
The asterisk on that is that she has been very active her entire life.
Yeah, okay.
Now for me, I've not been active
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, just ever. Not. Let's be honest. Sitting is my favorite sport. So I started, you know, running or trying to run fairly late in life. It's kind of like, what am I? And it's not easy. And every time I get discouraged and practically burst into tears when I come home from Rome because I feel like a loser, my husband says, well, you've never done it before. You've never done anything like this. You don't even have muscle memory.
That's right. You, even bad muscle memory.
And then for some reason, that makes me feel better.
But, you know, he's right. That's very true.
But it's really, what I want to do is, it's really hard to start something late in life because it's, you're just used, you're not, you don't know what to expect.
Exactly. Precisely.
And so it's really hard. So I think that this is one of those things where that's pretty amazing. And I feel a little bit better about being a late bloomer.
Is it ever too late for anything? So I went to this piano recital. It was a couple weeks, last weekend, as a matter of fact. My granddaughter was, performing. Mm-hmm. And they had like 20 people on the thing. And they started with 5-year-olds. And the 5-year-olds did all theirs. And we moved on up through. And the oldest person in the recital was 85 years old.
See, I think that's so awesome. Like, wow, because I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano. But I thought, yeah, that ship sailed.
No,
like bikinis.
This guy was pretty good. He hadn't been playing that long.
You can wait like another 30 years till you start learning how to play piano.
How about you, Hank?
You know what? This summer, I'm going to take swimming lessons. I am not a good swimmer. I could probably swim 100 feet, but if you dropped me off in the middle of Boston Harbor, I wouldn't do well.
You wouldn't make it, huh?
No, I don't get the whole breathing thing. I also, strangely enough, have thought about taking lessons to learn how to weld.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is so random, but I love it.
You want to wear one of those masks or what?
I fancy myself a sculpturist.
Really? You do?
Yes.
Okay. Like, wait a minute. Like one of those things where you like you have a barn in the back and you go in and you make these huge sculptures.
Yes,
and
with metals.
No kidding.
You're kidding me.
No.
What would your inspiration be? Would it be like human form or would it be
like anger?
No. I will light you on fire.
Exactly.
It's like, that is so.
No, it reminds me of when Homer Simpson became a sculptor because he couldn't put his gas grill together and it just turned into a big pile of metal.
I did get a grill.
You know what? I
got a feeling
that's
yeah. going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you're
stupid. I want to say this.
It's art.
The Lauren LBF, Hank and Brian. Hank and Brian. All day and night. 105.7
WROR. And myself a welder.
That is the most random idea I've ever heard.
Oh, God. Wow.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, we're getting a lot of calls on it. It's never too late. Like this guy just called and said his grandmother got a computer when she was 95. And she was emailing her great grandkids saying, you know, she didn't want this computer thing to go by without her getting a chance to, because it would be, she figured computers would be gone before she died.
Right, and he started taking sign language courses when he was in his mid-50s.
50, yeah.
He set a good example.
We've gotten some welding messages, too. Katie on our Facebook said, Hank is like Mallory's boyfriend, Nick, from Family Ties.
Oh, my God.
Dad's on the line.
Ever.
That's really a fantastic. Hey,
Dan, are you a welder?
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Dan, are you a welder?
Yes, I am.
And it says you are a professional. Oh, you're a professional. Oh, and you will teach Hank how to weld?
Sure will.
Really?
Well, where do you live?
Well, Framingham has a store, Middlesex Gases and Technology. We also have a facility in Everett, Lowell, Haverhill, and Plainville.
Wow.
But, oh, we could go to the casino together and then meet in Everett.
Sure.
I would love to.
What kind of welding do you teach? Like professional, like real welding, or do you do like art type stuff?
I do both. I teach any type of welding he wants to do. Stick welding, MIG welding.
You got your MIG, you got your TIG, you got your...
Exactly.
Sure.
Okay.
Exactly.
You've never gone blind from doing that, have you?
No, sir.
Okay.
What about the welding?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
now,
listen.
That's line.
Dan, you hold the line here. We'll get you all
the
way with Hank. Oh, yeah, don't go away.
I'm excited.
Right back. Okay, now.
It's happening.
I wonder if he can swim, too.
If you can weld and swim at the same time, man, you'd be on to something. Okay, well, it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for your 720 Men from Maine. Now, I don't know if you've seen this. You get a chance today, log on, because this went viral yesterday. There's this like youth baseball game going on out in Colorado. And these are 7-year-olds playing baseball. and the umpire is a 13-year-old, and the parents start arguing balls and strikes and stuff like that.
The ump made a questionable call.
Yeah. And so the parents empty the stands and get into a brawl. We're talking like 15 to 20 adults getting into a brawl over seven-year-olds playing baseball, and the game is being umped by a 13-year-old.
I thought everybody was so chill in Colorado.
Unbelievable. Apparently, they didn't get their dope on time. Yeah. So we thought this might be the appropriate Men for Maine episode this morning, and it's brought to you by Duncan. Duncan's go-tos, great deals, $2 favorites like two egg and cheese wraps for $2, two bagels with cream cheese spread and $5, and two bacon egg and cheese croissants for $5. That's Duncan's go-tos. America runs on Dunk. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions may apply. Here's Men for Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Little Ephus has just been called out on strikes in his first Little League game, and the coach calls him over for a little discussion, and we hear...
You're out!
Little Ephus, come here a minute.
Yes, coach?
Now listen, there's some unwritten rules I need to tell you about in baseball. First off, when you strike out, there's no yelling or crying, no screaming, and no dirty, disgusting, filthy language. And most importantly, no spitting on the umpire. Now, do you understand that, Little Ephus?
Yes, coach.
Good. Now, will you go over there and tell your father that?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything. Oh, my gosh, so much to cover, so little time. Let's get directly to it. Good morning, Mr. Everything. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, Bob Ryan.
Fine, guys.
Okay, Bob.
What's up?
First of all, the thing from the Dominican authorities, the Big Poppy story, mistaken identity. Do you buy this?
I wanted to believe it. I want to believe that anything that will keep Poppy's reputation pristine.
Okay.
Anything that, at all, and that would do it. That would say, well, you know, he was an unfortunate victim. That's all. I just from the beginning, I said, oh God, I don't really want to know what that was going on here. I just want him to survive.
Gotcha. Okay, and that's good news because he's listed in good condition now. So that's a vast improvement. Okay, now the NBA draft is tonight. Al Horford's leaving the Celtics.
Yeah, were you surprised by the Al Horford?
Did that shock you, Bob?
There?
Not shock, but disappointment. Surprised, yes. I thought Al would stay, and I don't wish Al any ill will. I'm sure Al will make a good, wise decision for himself. I would like to have kept him. I don't harbor any ill will toward Al. The other cuckoo bird, goodbye. Once again, if he needs a ride to the airport, I'm available.
Yep. Wow. Okay.
Do you think this has anything to do with the possibility that Terry Rozier may be back?
Well, I hope so. I want him back, and I want to reel him in. I've done a little, talking to people that are a lot closer than I, and I said, can we get him back? Can we reel him back where he was 1 year ago today in his head? And the answer is they think so. And that's a good player. You can win with that player. That guy was really good last year. He didn't handle this year well at all. We acknowledge that. He pouted, and he didn't help himself. But he can play, and I'd like him back.
Who are the Celtics going to try to get?
Well, I think they should. I think if they want to think about need, they need a point. They need to get a point guard, draft.
Right.
So that would be my priority. And at 14, I'll be honest, this is a blah draft. This is not a year to get your hopes up beyond, we know who 1, 2, and 3 are. We know it's Zion Williamson. We know it's either R.J. Barrett, the forward from Duke, at 2, or Ja Morant, the guard from Murray State at 3, or vice versa, in 2-3. We don't know. Beyond that, it is a wild west. It's a wild crap show. Celtics have 3 first-round picks starting at 14, and you can get a player. You got to get a little lucky, but you can get. But they need a point guard. That's what I want.
Okay. The other thing. Well, let's just briefly touch on the Sox.
I'm happy. Trending upward. This is a good run. They oh so close in that 17 inning game. There's a lot of at bats they wish they had back. I can guarantee you that. And they had much, much better and intelligent situational at bats last night, and you saw the results. And very encouraging about Rodriguez. I like the way that he settled down after it was 4-4, and then he gave them the 7 innings they needed, and they desperately needed a 7 inning stint last night after using 9 pitchers the night before. Now we just need Mookie to become the MVP Mookie, which I think he will do in the second half of the year. JD got a hit finally last night to snap out of that little funk. I'm a little worried about Devers because, you know, last year when he got hurt with the hamstring, he was out for a while. He says it's not the same, and they're being very, very wise and precautionary. But overall, I feel much better about the Red Sox. Yep.
We should mention the U.S. women's soccer team because they're on fire. On fire.
Yep, they're terrific. People say maybe they got the two best teams in the world. We'll see about that. But game of Sweden is going to be the first real test. It's amazing. The following they've got over there from America, the number of people that made that trip, very, very interesting. And, of course, you know, not bad spending a month in France. I'd like to do it, too. So
sure,
that's good. But the fact is they have a tremendous following. They have a lot of support. They're an inspiration to a lot of young ladies and around the country, and it's great. So we're pulling for him.
Okay, and then we, to fulfill your name of Mr. Everything, we have a question from LBF for you this morning here.
Oh, I wanted to know if you've ever been to the venue in New York City, 54 Below.
I have it. It's only been open a couple years, I think.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I'm well aware of it. Did you transport yourself there?
I did. I went to see Liz Calloway, who was in Marilyn Roll Along and Baby and on Broadway. It's the venue is so great. If you love a performer and they're performing there, you've got to go because it's small and intimate. And there's food.
I'll take your advice. I'll take you up on that. Definitely. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And the answer is yes.
Okay. What are the shameless plugs?
Bonus day for the nation. Our podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch album drops this afternoon. And 5 o'clock today, turn on ESPN, around the horn, and up in that upper right hand box, you will find me.
Excellent.
Around the horn at 5 o'clock.
Okay. And we will talk to you 1 week from today.
Very good.
Have a fabulous one. Thank you very much. Okay, it's time.
Okay. Today on Dirty Laundry, we've got Bella Thorne and Whoopi Goldberg going to fight Real Housewives of a lot of places coming to Boston. But first up, the Kevin Spacey, the things that are going on down in
the case. Yeah,
in the case of Kevin Spacey, accused of roping an 18-year-old boy, man, in Nantucket in 2016. Now, so Channel 5's Heather Unruh, she went on TV and she talked about how cute her son was assaulted by Kevin Spacey. That was back in 2017. She came out. And now, I've been thinking about this. Now they're demanding her son's phone because apparently he sent some text messages to a group of friends and his girlfriend about Kevin Spacey that sort of indicate that maybe he wasn't assaulted by Kevin. He was sort of getting information. The alleged text says, Kevin Spacey is gay. I'm going to get the pic. I got the autographs and a hell of a story. So they want that phone, the defendants. But the phone is missing. And they had to give the phone to the court yesterday. But it's not. The Unruhs say, I don't know where it is. They don't know where it is. They haven't seen it since they gave it to the authorities. Well, now they're going to do a digital forensic digital thing where you can get the texts from a phone.
Are they going to turn on Find My iPhone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And then they have until July 8th now. But obviously the defense wants those texts because
are they thinking about entrapment or something like that?
Something like that. But you know what? I got to tell you, I was thinking about this. This is why people are so reluctant to press charges in a sexual assault case. Because now we know Kevin Spacey has been accused by many, many people, but this is the only court case. Because what's happening now is they're turning the lens off of Kevin Spacey.
That's right. They turn it around, turn it back the other way. Yeah.
Behavior and turning it toward this family, like they're accusing them of being dishonest, of getting rid of evidence, and then all of a sudden now people are thinking, are these
trial.
Bad? Yeah, they're on trial, and so it's kind of unconscionable and really sad. And I understand because we all know Heather Unruh and she's lovely, and I don't know. I don't know if the case is going to be thrown out at this point because that's a key piece of evidence. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I do watch Law and Order, and I think that's what happens.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah.
But so that's the latest in the Kevin Spacey thing. Ugh. All right. I'm a little mad at Whoopi Goldberg, and so is Bella Thorne. Now, Bella Thorne and I don't have a lot in common.
Really?
She's a young, beautiful actress. So this is what happened. Some hacker hacked into Bella Thorne's phone, found naked pictures of her, threatened her over the weekend. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to release the nudes myself on Twitter and you go away. You're not going to own me. So Whoopi Goldberg went on The View and said, and now all of a sudden Brian Bell is furiously
on Twitter,
Googling Bella Thorne.
Tweeting away here. Yeah, okay.
Whoopi went on The
What'd
View and
say?
Said, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are, you don't take nude photos of yourself. When they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff, whether it's one picture or a million pictures. Once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud, and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019 that this is an issue, I'm sorry, your age does not, you don't get to do that.
She should mind her own business.
First of all, it's personal information. Like, would she blame somebody if they put their social security number in their phone or their bank account in their phone? We all have this information in our phones because it's part. So I totally disagree with her on this one because it's Bella Thorne. It's not. She's blaming the victim again. The lens is not on the hacker. Lens is on Bella Thorne.
Just don't blame the victim. It is a matter of judgment.
You know what? You have to be cautious. You have to, in the back of your mind, know that at
Somebody's
any moment
gonna,
could do it. But if you, so maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you do. But that's your personal choice.
It's a poor life choice.
I mean, I do online banking. If I get robbed, it's not even a poor life choice. No. It's her choice. It's just if I get robbed, if somebody hacks into me and takes all my money, it's not my fault.
You're probably right about it because apparently it's not bothering her that much. She released the picture, so it's her choice, so she doesn't care. So
did because she was forced in a way to release them because, you know, she was being blackmailed.
Okay, you got it. You have
the cool thing about what she posted is she posted the text that she was getting with the hacker's phone number right there.
So that's
cancel
good.
That
good
number.
Luck with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I mean,
Do you have any compromising stuff on your phone?
You know, there's a picture of me in a two-piece bathing suit that should not see the light of day.
I have it, Lauren.
But
I'll
it's actually
it
not
on
my phone.
A lot,
it's
Hank,
in something
it.
Else.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I don't think that she should be blamed. I think Whoopi Goldberg is wrong. I just think that. The Real Housewives are coming to Beverly. I'm really excited about this.
August, Real Housewives of Beverly?
Nope. Of New Jersey, and New York. So they are going to be at the North Shore Music Theater, and it's going to be August 11th. It's going to be Teresa Giudice. Oh, I've met her. Oh, my God. There's not a lot there. Margaret Josephs from New Jersey and Sonia Morgan from New York City. I'd pay good money to see Sonia. She's out of her mind. That is happening August 11th, and tickets are on sale at nsmt.org. There you have
it. Wrap it up. Okay, there you go. That's your Dirty Laundry.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Now, before we get to the game this morning, we have a very important shout-out.
Yes, I just wanted to wish my daughter, Lucy, a happy sweet 16. 16 years old today.
Wow.
And she's still nice to me.
And she's going to be out of school today, too.
Yes, last day of school, so, you know, take her out.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
Happy birthday,
Lucy.
Okay, now, is everybody ready?
Let's get serious.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have on the line with us a young lady named Lauren Hudson. So first of all, let's say good morning. Lauren, this is Lauren, and that's Lauren over there.
I'm how Lauren, too. This is so fun.
Three Laurens, no waiting.
How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. Good morning. How are you all guys?
We're just doing great, thank you.
Now, she's the nicest Lauren, I can tell.
Lauren is from Medford, Massachusetts, and it says here that you are a wax specialist. Now, you specialize in candle wax, wax lips, or waxing people.
Body waxing.
Body waxing.
Lauren's got a back that you could die for.
Boy, does John Deere make a waxing kit?
I'd love to.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Well, I tell you, I bet you've seen some weird stuff, haven't you?
Hey, give or take, everyone, you know. Everyone's different.
Everyone is different.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yeah, I bet
Good to
they
know.
Hey, have you had any B-Boys from Jim's Market this morning yet?
No, not yet. I want to, though.
Aren't they the best?
Love them, huh?
Oh, they're the best.
Okay,
Medford Code.
Yeah, I know. What is a B-boy? It sounds like
the breakfast sandwich.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds to answer all those.
You
get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash. It's that simple. I mean, it sounds pretty easy, doesn't it?
It does, but I'm a little nervous. So
don't. You play along on a regular basis.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, and how well do you do?
I do pretty good.
Okay, good. Well, let's hope this is the perfect day for you. Because we've got $1,000 in Century Bank. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, now speak up really good and loud so we can hear all your answers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Go.
Snow White lives with how many dwarves?
7.
What is the colored part of the eye called?
Iris.
What is the name of the HBO series starring Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman?
Big Little Eyes.
What fast food chain slogan was, I'm loving it?
McDonald's.
A great white is what kind of fish?
Duck.
In the movie Jurassic Park. In the movie Jurassic Park, what animal was used to lure the T-Rex?
A cow.
How many amendments to the U.S. Constitution?
7.
What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life?
Yeah.
Who sings Heart of Glass?
Blondie.
What is examined by an otoscope?
Yeah.
What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life?
Good job. I got you down for 6 correct, and we missed a couple of them there in a pass on a couple, so review for you.
You did really well. Calm and, that's great.
You really started off on a roll.
I know.
5 in a row right off the bat.
But in the movie Jurassic Park, what animal was used to lure the T-Rex? Close. It was a goat, not a cow, but it is a farm animal.
And I know you corrected yourself on number 5, but I was going to give you shock.
Yeah, shock. Yeah,
shock. And then she said shark.
You got half of the how many amendments to the U.S. Constitution right? Not 7, 27, but close.
Bad half too.
7 isn't half.
Bad half.
No, like half of the answer, like 27.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? This is why I'm not good at math.
I thought you were going to make like 13 and a half. Which one was that?
I'm just making her feel better. Anyway, trust me, I don't know any of these answers. I have to look them all up. The star of The Breakfast Club is also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life, Molly Ringwald. And then what's examined by an otoscope? The ear. So it wasn't as painful as a Brazilian, but...
And how much is a Brazilian, anyway?
All of it.
All of it. Oh, boy.
Okay, enough of that. Hey, listen, Lauren, we have a fabulous consolation prize for you. A $100 Disney gift card. You're now qualified for the grand prize, a 4-night Disney cruise. It's a great vacation, like 3 vacations in one. Discover more fun, more relaxation, more magic on a Disney cruise vacation. I hope you win the grand prize. I hope you have a fabulous day, and I thank you very much for being a member of the nation and listening to the program.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren. Great job.
Have a good one.
02155, baby.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, listen, next chance to play is coming up tomorrow morning, but you can't play if you don't register. Register, log on to WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. This is a very exciting time on the program because we are going to do another audition, karaoke audition, because we're going to be at the Calhoun coming up a week from tonight. This is really big. You see, we're trying to raise $60 million to fight cancer with the...
Tickets are only $1 million apiece. We only have to sell 60 of them.
Okay, we're really going to do $1 million tickets or $60 tickets to sell $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
But we couldn't find a venue big enough for 1 million people. But we thought, the Calhoun will be just fine for this.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time. Now, when you get your tickets to this, and by the way, you can get those by logging on to WRR.com. Get them right away. Then we're going to have the karaoke competition. You will be fed, royally fed, the great Calhoun Buffet, which is legendary. No one's going to leave this event hungry.
No.
I can guarantee you
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
And they're going to have a cash bar, and we're going to be there, and we're going to have a party, and we want you to join us. It's a week from tonight, and it starts at 6 and goes to 8:30.
So I got a bunch of my high school friends. Call your high school friends.
Yeah, call them and come on out, because people are really helping us. We just got another $500 donation for Team
Patrick
WRR.
Patrick Reardon.
What if you have no high school friends? I'd have to bring that up.
I don't believe that at all.
So here's the deal. Then the karaoke competition will kick in.
Oh, it's going to be so
always
exciting.
Always entertaining. So we're ready to audition another karaoke-er. Is that a proper term?
It is.
A karaoke-er?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, so, well, who's next? Well, the next auditioner for Karaoke Night on the Lorna Wadi Morning Show is the one and only Megan Rich, who is from Clinton, Massachusetts. Hey, Megan, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Now, you're the mother of how many?
Four.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yes.
What are they doing this summer?
Drive me crazy.
That's about right.
Okay. Yeah. So what have you chosen to sing for us?
True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
Okay. Where are you right now? Are you at home or what?
No, I am in Shaw's.
Oh, great.
Oh, wait,
you're right in the middle of Shaw's right now?
I am, yeah. I was just getting ready to check out when I got the phone call from you guys.
Okay, great. Well, this good. Is not going to... You're ready to sing, though, right?
I am.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Megan Rich and some Cyndi Lauper for you.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people, and you can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small, but I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow.
Wow.
My God, that was so good. I got chills.
Are people staring at you in the supermarket right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, good luck. And we're looking forward to seeing you on the 27th at the Kowloon. And you could win $1,000 in cash. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
All okay. right, you too. We'll be in touch, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You gotta, all right, thank you.
Great.
Paper, plastic. Great.
Thank you.
She was pretty good.
Yeah. She was excellent.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Lorne and Wally Show here. Okay, let's go ahead and bring up speed here. This is the latest on the on Big Poppy. Been lots of rumors flying around about why David Ortiz was shot in the Dominican. They've been looking for a motive. You know, a lot of wild, crazy rumors going around. But maybe, and just maybe now, they're saying it could have been a case of mistaken identity. The Dominican Republic's lead prosecutor, this is like the guy in charge of the entire case now, he says Big Poppy was not the target of the nightclub shooting. Was not the target at all. He says it was a case of a mistaken identity. Authorities believe that the target was another man who was seated near Big Poppy. And
a friend of his who was with him.
Yeah, and wearing similar clothes, which, you know, really, really loud, bright shirt and all that sort of thing. It's reportedly orchestrated by a man linked to Mexico's Gulf Cartel. Now, he has been he has not been apprehended yet, this man. 11 other people have been apprehended in this case. I mean, you know, 11 people were involved in this thing, apparently.
And according to what they say, the guy that was the intended target is actually a cousin of that drug lord.
Is that right?
And the drug lord thinks that the cousin is the one who turned him in.
Go figure.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, it's an ugly shirt. They were both wearing a very similar
ugly shirt. Yeah.
It
was ugly shirt night in the Dominican.
You know, a noticeable pattern. However, Poppy's shirt was a few sizes larger than this other guy.
Yeah, really?
It's not like they were two guys like, oh, wow, it's like they're
similar
twins.
Yeah, they don't look at all. Stuff.
No, not even similar builds.
But he was shot in the back. You know, so, you know, maybe that attributed.
He's got a lot more back.
Yeah.
This guy was a skinny guy.
Smaller. Yeah. Skinny, much lighter skin than David Ortiz.
Listen,
the fact of the matter is that
David Ortiz is an industry that needs to be protected.
Protected, you're right.
And you know what? If that's what
that's what's going to take.
You know, I mean, the bottom line is he's alive and getting better. So
that's good. He's in good condition
now.
Really. You realize it's only been 11 days since he was shot,
I know.
And since then he's had, you know, he goes to the hospital, he gets surgery there, then he gets on a plane, you know, on an emergency evacuation, flies all the way to Boston, then has surgery immediately getting into Boston. He's doing, I'd say, doing pretty well considering all.
I'm still concerned about the Dominican Republic's, like, detectives just putting a lot of focus on this David Ortiz thing and not looking into that other stuff going on down there with all
the tourists dropping down.
I think they should really shift some focus.
I think like a little bit of a pivot would be okay at this point.
Seems like you guys have it under
control. Keep us posted on that if you would, please, Dominicans.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We're going to have a big party. We want you to come join us. It's going to be the Kowloon, our first ever WROR Kowloon karaoke night. We're going to have a bunch of karaoke singers, and it could be you, as a matter of fact. If you haven't registered, go online, WRR.com. We're going to have a wild card there that night. That means we'll pick one person just at random out of the audience if you feel like you'd like to sing. And somebody will walk away with a $1,000 grand prize for the best karaoke. Okay?
And all the ticket proceeds go to the Pan Mass Challenge. They're raising funds for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So when you show up and you buy your ticket, that money is going directly to help people fight cancer. Yep, so that's awesome. And you get a buffet. And
free food. I mean, it's 80s amazing.
Music. And Hank says he's going to sing. And Brian Bell says he's going to sing if somebody pays Pan Mass a lot.
Strong. You're going to sing, right?
I don't know.
You're going to get Dave up and do your famous duet that started this whole thing?
Come on, you two got to get up there, man.
I really think you're Lady Gaga thing.
We need a commitment.
I think
I will talk to him this weekend.
Come on, you got to come and join us.
You're going to try to talk him out of it.
Log on to WROR.com. It is going to be some kind of party, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And remember where all that money's going, okay?
'80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.